Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 4, Day 22. Activate New Thinking. Let's read together from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Thoughtful Reflection. What an interesting thought. This scripture challenges us, never let the word of God depart from our mouths. You would expect it to say, never let it depart from your thoughts. But this instruction emphasizes the principle that if the word of God is flowing out of your mouths, then it has already soaked our minds and our hearts. For we know that it is out of the overflow of our hearts that our mouth speaks. So if the word is on the inside, it will leak out through our mouths. It will just happen automatically. From listening to a way a person speaks, we can quickly discover what is the true passion of their heart. When someone is falling in love, they may deny it when asked, but as soon as they relax, the name of that person will creep into every conversation, and they are not even aware that they're doing it. Their heart is given, and so their mouth keeps talking and lets the secret out. We also need to meditate on the word day and night. I remember being in a prayer meeting one day and listening to a new believer pray. God, I thank you that you want me to marinate in your word every day. We all laughed and corrected her terminology, but today I think marinade actually gives a good picture of meditation. As we read the word, we need to stop and ask God for specific application of this word in our lives. We need to eat the word like fresh bread and let the word do its work in our life. Pause. Think about the word. Receive fresh understanding and application of the scripture today. Then once you know what God is saying, do it. I believe that we're living in the Nike era, a time in history when God is asking us to respond like the Nike advert and just do it. As parents, we know the frustration of dealing with delayed obedience. You ask your children to put their shoes away and they promise they will do it, but delay as they are busy watching a favourite TV show. So you ask again, and still there is no response. You see, delayed obedience is disobedience. But if we want to reap the full benefits of loving and reading his word, we must become quick to respond. I remember when we first arrived in Africa to work with Christ for Nations. We asked for our instructions and we were told, pray, listen, and then just do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. And so that is what we did. And the miracles and the stories are many. So let us pray. Focus for confession. Father, I thank you for the privilege of soaking in your word. Deepen my love for your word. Increase my ability to read it with fresh knowledge and understanding. I thank you that you have created my heart and mind to work together, and there's no separation. You have made me able to think and to feel. Teach me how to be still and listen, to meditate on your word and then obey. Give me a new level of satisfaction as I spend time listening and responding. Thank you, Father, that you will teach me to learn your ways. Amen.